Hey, everybody, it's John.
And the other John.
Of They Might Be Giants, and you're listening to 106 The Corner. We are in The Corner. It's our corner playlist. We're enjoying our personal time out here. And we've got 10 songs for you to play. They're all really good songs. They're better songs than professional DJs know how to play. So tune into this. The very first song is by a woman named Lizzo. I know nothing of her except that she has another song that is featured on like a lot of car commercials called Worship Me. But this is my preferred hit song, and it is called Good as Hell.
It contains the word hell, just yes. As a warning.
So that's it's a trigger warning. If you are in hell, you might be sensitive to this. I do my hair. It's 106.1 The Corner with your DJs. They Might Be Giants.
Hello, everyone. I'm John.
We're enjoying a very long time out here in The Corner.
That's right. We've painted ourselves into said corner. You just heard AC/VC by Neil Chicharega. Of course, that is a mashup of AC, DC, and Vanessa Carlton. Is that her name?
I think Carlton. Yeah. And and then of course Neil's contribution of putting those two things
together—that was his contribution.
Yes, we'd like to thank Neil and keep those request lines jumping for more mashups by Neil. So this next number, John, let's play Wall of Death by Richard.
Why not?
Thompson.
Why not? We partly are just death obsessed people, and we have a new release that has a lot of death themed songs. So we're getting in some other artists who have written songs with the word death in the title. And this is probably the oldest
now,
one.
Now, does Linda Thompson actually sing on this song?
Or she does. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
She sings a lovely harmony.
I didn't realize.
This is Wall of Death by Richard and Linda Thompson.
I think I'll make another world and fill it with whatever I want. No one can say I can or can't. I can see it now. I think I'll make another world. It may not start out very long.
Well, that was 71. I think I'll make another world by the Magnetic Fields with Mr. Stephen Merritt off his 50-song autobiography record, the title of which eludes me right now. But it's a really interesting record. It just came out this last year, and there's some really good songs on it. There's a song about John Fox, who is the original lead singer of the band Ultravox, who it seems very few people remember, except John Linnell, if they might be Giants.
And is John, is that the 1983?
I think it represents like 83 or 82.
Yeah.
And the song is called Fox and I, and it's a very it's a charming song about how he thinks as a 12-year-old that he would get along with the lead singer of Ultravox.
Right.
But each year is represented by a different song, and there are 50 songs, so it's a huge song cycle by the Magnetic Fields. But now, John, we're coming to another one of your Death Trip songs.
Yes, yes, songs with death.
Walking with a Ghost by Tegan and Sara. Now, I'm familiar with some of Tegan and Sara's earlier, indie cred work. Is this
a sort of guitar based track? And there's some. Interestingly, I think, I'm not sure, but it seems like sort of naive, crazy notes in the guitar part that are my favorite part of this song. And then,
as some of our favorite remixes would say, we don't do music.
Yes.
So it's just crazy.
It sounds pretty straight ahead rock, but there's just particular things that just got my attention. And it's a wonderful theme about, of course, walking with a ghost.
I was walking with a ghost.
Yes, it's They Might Be Giants at 106.1 The Corner. That was Mr. Nick Lowe recording on a 4-track tape recorder in the 70s, everybody. No auto-tune on that one.
Now, does he actually love his label?
I think he was being facetious.
I think so, too.
I think, but I think it's a feeling that people can relate to, that sort of when Trump's having the press conference and they make it go around, everybody has to say, like, how much,
what
a great job he's doing. It's like that, you know? It's just like kiss the ring. Nick Lowe was, I believe he was on Polydor. He had a publishing deal with Polydor.
They are the most lovable of all.
I know.
Labels.
I think more, Mercury was part of Polydor. I think more like I love my label type resentment songs have been written about Polydor than any other. Although EMI counts. They're coming in a strong second. But that was Nick Lowe. If you're not familiar with Nick Lowe, you should know everything about him. Here's the next thing on our list. We are doing the On Our Corner playlist all this 45 minutes or so. And what's the next song you want to play, John?
Why don't we let's move away from the death theme and go with a Gregory Brothers reworking of a guy talking in his car about how much he loves this particular hamburger restaurant, which they turned into a song by tuning the spoken voice. That's their specialty.
We're going full meme here.
Yes, very meme-tronic. So in this case, it's this guy who calls himself Damn Drops. I don't know what his real name is. And the song that they created with him is called Oh My Damn.
Oh my goodness, oh my damn, oh my goodness, they're going ham. Oh my goodness, oh my damn, oh my goodness, they're going ham. This is how bacon is supposed to be. The fries, they blend so perfectly. The cheese up in here is going ham.
the cheerful, simpler time that was when the Bangles roamed the earth. That was going down to Liverpool. Now, I believe that song was written by some psychedelic rock guy.
Right. He was the drummer in that other band.
Drummer in?
Yeah, he's a drummer. The guy who wrote Going Down to Liverpool played drums in...
Oh, I thought it was like Robin Hitchcock or somebody.
It's
more.
Somebody like that, but I'm totally spaced. This is really embarrassing. Should we just erase this?
No. This is good. Not the Walking on Sunshine drummer.
I thought that was him. Yeah.
Oh, was that him?
Him? I thought it was him.
Yeah. It's sort of vaguely coming back to me.
The Katrina and the Waves drummer. Apologies to him for us not.
His
name is.
Anybody in a band knows how scary it is when the drummer comes in with a song, because chances are it's really good.
It might be Beth.
It's going to eclipse everything. You know, I mean, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are trying to gross everybody out for a decade. And then
the
squirrely drummer guy comes in.
The weird cat face dude shows up and he's like, I got a song.
Yeah, check it out. It's going to be number one. But it's like that for a million bands. We're an American band written by the drummer. Better than the rest of the Grand Funk Railroad songs.
Alphabet Lost and Found by Marty Bellard.
Yeah, they might be giants.
Stealing our fire.
Eclipsed. We've got a bunch of songs by our bass player wrote a huge song for us. I'm not even going to mention because I'm still
just embarrassed,
jealous.
Yeah,
but yeah, the guys in the back are doing it for themselves.
They are. They're sitting there scheming the whole time.
I know.
Well, we're up there working, and they're like hitting the thing and going, how do I get back at these guys?
Right. They're thinking, you know the part that doesn't work? I'll tell you the part that doesn't work. Okay, so here's a song from a woman who needs an introduction. It's Shelby Lynn. She won a Grammy for Best New Artist and gave a fantastic YouTube performance accepting the award, reminding people that she'd been working for two decades. And... this is a great song off her album from a couple of years back called Your Lies.
Hey folks, that was really fun. Where They Might Be Giants, making playlists, throwing songs at you. And that, of course, was the very compelling The Death of Queen Jane, sung by Oscar Isaac on the Inside Llewyn Davis soundtrack. Yep. One of my favorite moments of cinema is where he's totally shot down by F. Murray Abraham after blowing your mind with this beautiful song. And I think the quote from F. Murray Abraham is, I don't see any money here, which has become my personal affirmational maxim.
Yeah, he's probably, he might have been right.
He was probably right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thanks for listening.
Yes.
You guys are awesome.
This is 106 The Corner, and this is They Might Be Giants.